I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
A warning from Salt Lake County health officials. They say the rising number of COVID cases will only get worse without more vaccinations. So they suggest elementary school kids wear masks when they go back. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Dr. Angela Dunn with the Salt Lake County Health Department says when babies are born, they're too young to be vaccinated against things like pertussis and mumps. So the babies depend on their families to be immunized against those diseases for protection. She says that's how it needs to be with COVID-19, adding that kids under the age of 12 are too young to get the vaccine, so their families need to get it.
Dr. Dunn says it's clear state lawmakers have no interest in mandating masks at schools. KSL's top national stories. The CDC director is standing firm on mask guidance. She calls it an individual choice for those who were vaccinated. Here's ABC's Catherine Falders.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is sticking with its guidance for now that only unvaccinated people need to wear masks to be safe and that vaccinated people are okay to go without them. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky told reporters on Thursday.
You should certainly be wearing a mask if you are unvaccinated. If you are vaccinated, you get exceptional protection from the vaccines, but you have the opportunity to make the personal choice to add extra layers of protection if you so choose.
Her comments follow reports that the Biden administration is considering another revision on masks in light of the rapidly spreading Delta variant. Catherine Falders, ABC News, Washington.
Football season's coming and the NFL says no messing around this time. If a team suffers a COVID outbreak among unvaccinated players, there's no rescheduling this season. The game's a forfeit. It goes in the L column. Further, the team responsible for the outbreak will have to bear the financial losses that come with a cancellation. College football is facing a massive shakeup with word that Texas and Oklahoma want to bolt from the Big 12 and join the SEC. So is the Big 12 going to lose two of its biggest teams? Here's ESPN's Paul Feinbaum.
I don't think it can. This is a league that is already challenged for a couple of reasons. They have very good television partners for their Saturday games with this network and others, but they don't have a conference network. The ACC has one. The Pac-12 has one. The Big Ten has one. And naturally, the SEC has one. These are very important moneymakers, and they have been in a tough position because of that for many, many years, and they never came up with an answer, and as a result, I think they could be close to losing the two biggest names in the league.
The switch could happen in 2025. And then again, it might not. Guinea is going to send athletes to the Olympics after all. Just yesterday, that country announced it canceled out of the Olympic Games because of a surge in COVID cases. The decision would have kept five athletes from competing, but they'll be there. North Korea is now the only country to pull out of the Games. After the street protests across Cuba a few weeks ago, the Biden administration is now taking action.
President Biden Thursday announced he's sanctioning the Cuban defense minister and its special forces for the aggressive crackdown on recent protests. After 6 months in office, the president has yet to formulate a policy toward Cuba. These sanctions mark the first steps towards that. In a statement, President Biden said, quote, "This is just the beginning. The United States will continue to sanction individuals responsible for oppression of the Cuban people." Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Got a question. What do you call a resident of the great state of Utah? Well, the people have spoken.
New York has New Yorkers. Georgia has Georgians. Tennessee has Tennesseans. And Indiana has Hoosiers. But 90% of registered Utah voters surveyed agreed the proper way to refer to a resident of the state of Utah is Utahn. U-T-A-H-N, not U-T-A-H-A-N. The poll from Y2 Analytics shows people have strong feelings about how to refer to state residents, and it's rare to see so much agreement on any topic. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Ahead of Pioneer Day, today was Taste of Utah Day on Capitol Hill. Senator Mitt Romney flew in the owner of J-Dogs to grill hot dogs for fellow senators. They also served Pioneer chips. The ice cream came from the BYU Creamery. They served chocolate milk. Utah's two senators, Mike Lee and Mitt Romney, throw this event every July for their fellow senators. Spread a little Utah love. KSL News Time, 5:35. Ricky Meese, are you a bit confused about this Pioneer Day Eve thing tomorrow with the parade being on the 23rd?
And yeah, I have been. I'm not going to lie.
It's a little nutty. Here's how we straighten this out.
Okay.
The parade is tomorrow morning on the 23rd. Let's call that Pioneerly Day.
Pioneerly Day.
Right.
Got it.
And Pioneer Day is the 24th, like usual. Case closed. What do you think?
I think that's great.
Okay.
You're brilliant. Brilliant, I say.
I think traffic is not great. What's going on?
No, we do have delays, unusual delays for a Thursday afternoon drive home, in part getting ready for a three-day holiday weekend for many people, and a couple of new crashes. One is southbound I-15. It's going to be near 53rd South, move to the shoulder. Another crash on southbound I-15. This is going to be not too far from Bangor Highway, about 132nd South over to the left. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.